Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today is Monday, and we are into the, was it the 32nd? 32nd week of Ordinary Time. Our liturgical year ends at the end of the month of November, and we are moving along very well. And I actually thought we might have an interesting subject here this week. You may or may not know that I am a member of the Museum of Fine Arts, and I love the museum. The museum. We learned this in the seminary, by the way, that the museum, the way you refer to the Museum of Fine Arts is it is the museum. So if someone says to you in the Boston area, said, oh, I went to the museum, what they mean is the Museum of Fine Arts. And my instructor, the late Father Jerry Dorgan, who taught us about art, he said, now don't be gauche and say, if someone says they went to the museum, say which one? Because when you say the museum, he was joking when he said it, but it's true. When you say the museum, it only means the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. So anyway, but I love going there, and I'm a member. And by the way, talk about a deal. Just keep this in mind. And I'm not advertising this. I mean, they're not, you know, buying advertising. Just something for you to know. If you buy a membership to the museum, then you can go visit without paying any additional admission for the rest of the year. So if you're kind of low on funds and you're looking for a place to go and you don't want to spend a lot of money, the museum. There you go. And it's a great place because there is so much there. Well, one of the fascinating things that you will find, because it's huge, the museum, if you really want to go through the Museum of Fine Arts, the museum, it's going to take you days. But it's good to just visit what you can. And I went there, and one of the paintings in the museum, which you'll find in the American section, and that's interesting, by Jonathan Singleton Copley, is Watson Eaten by Shark, or Watson and the Shark. I'm sorry, Watson in the Shark. A little bit of side note, I put into Google, man almost eaten by shark, MFA painting, and what came up was almost is crossed out. Took that Watson and the shark almost is crossed out in the finding. So I go, okay, I should have just said man eaten by shark, but which in fact he wasn't. If you've read the story, he actually survived. But it's based on a true story by Jonathan Singleton Copley. If you're from the Boston area, you know that he is for whom the name Copley Square is mentioned. But he was a Tory, and he died in England after many years there, angry over the Boston Tea Party because his father-in-law owned the tea. But that was Jonathan Singleton Copley. But anyway, it's a very famous painting, and it's actually in the movie Jaws, if you've ever seen it. Of course, it would be if you're going to do a movie on sharks. There's the painting that's got to be there. And so it's in the movie Jaws, Watson and the Shark. And to tell you the truth, the minute I saw that painting, the first thing that popped into my mind was that bumper sticker. A bad day fishing is better than a good day anywhere else, because there's obviously a bad day fishing. But a fascinating picture, a painting, if you ever want to go there, by Jonathan Singleton Copley. But I wanted to talk about some of the other paintings that are there. And if you are in the Boston area, which obviously many people who are listening to this on radio are, but if you're listening on the podcast, if you visit the Boston area, definitely check out the Museum of Fine Arts. There is a great painting by Thomas Cole, and it comes to us from 1828. And it is The Expulsion from the Garden of Eden. And of course, to try to describe this on radio obviously is difficult, but let's see what we can do. And definitely check that out. But what you will find is, first of all, something that popped into my mind as I'm looking at this. It reminded me a lot of Zion National Park. Now, if you're familiar with Zion National Park, it's out in Utah, and it is an absolutely gorgeous national park, obviously. In the reserve it is, it's gorgeous. You know, there's a river, there's a gorge, there's mountains, there's all this beauty that is out there, which is one of the reasons the Mormons loved it, and that's where it got its name, Zion National Park. It comes from Zion, as in the homeland of the Old Testament. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. We're back and we're going to talk this week about different things in the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, also known as the Museum. Well, if you've seen this painting, you're going to see this line, in a sense, not literally a line, it's painted in, of that area that, as I said, reminds me of Zion National Park. Absolutely gorgeous. The Eden of the painting, and it shows, you know, birds flying overhead, and there's a river, and there's flowing water, and it's just this absolutely gorgeous idea of the art of God. And we were talking in the morning show about the Book of Wisdom. And in Wisdom, it talks about, this is the reading that'll be up on Friday, it talks about seeing those people who see the works of the artisan but do not discern the artisan himself as God. And it really delineates this idea, the beauty of nature that Adam and Eve are representative to be into. But, of course, this is the fall, so they are not there. You can see that in the background of the painting. And right about the middle of the painting, there is a line. And it's not a literal line. It's just the way the painting is set up. And from that point on, it's dark. And now you see the scary creatures. You see a three-headed snake. And you see the darkness in unknown reality of now where they are walking out of the pristine reality of the Garden of Eden into the unknown world that awaits them on the other side of this. I wouldn't call it a gate because it's kind of like, have you ever seen those natural bridges? Well, it's kind of like that. So it's this rock bridge that is formed on the very edge of the Garden of Eden. And so now they have walked through that arc into this darkness. It would almost lead you to think of going from, which obviously isn't possible, Zion National Park to the deepest elements of the Amazon. Which, of course, if all of a sudden you got dropped into the Amazon, you'd be terrified. I would. And so almost that whole concept of now you're in this area where you don't know anything. You have no idea what you're surrounded by. You're into this deep woods, which, and this is reflected well in the painting, which would be filled with fungus and moss, and which is a form of fungus and mushrooms and all the other stuff, and all these unknown things we don't fully comprehend. Plus you've got the wolf, plus you've got the three-headed snake, plus you've got the darkness because it's the nature of the cover, and you've got thunder and lightning in the background, and all these things that would scare scare us, which is the devil's greatest tool. And there they are, who are since being taking their role as gods of those areas. Because remember, what was the temptation? You will be like gods. Well, there they are into this whole area that is obviously beyond their ability to understand, but beyond their ability to comprehend. And they are there because they turned away from the Lord, who is the creator of actually both areas, but this whole pristine area where they were before. Very powerful painting. Thomas Cole and the expulsion from the Garden of Eden. Absolutely gorgeous, and definitely check that out if you ever go to the Museum of Fine Arts. And I believe it is on the second floor of the Arts of the Americas section. And we're going to talk about some of that stuff this week, because they're very powerful things in the Museum of Fine Arts. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.